It feels amazing, I suppose, just to get over the line. Right from the off, that game was intense. It was tit for tat for the whole game through. I'd say it was great for spectators to watch, but not so much for us on the field. But I thought we had a loss probably in an ordinary time.
Yeah.
And just thankfully, we got that opportunity to get into extra time. And we knew then when we had the 10 minutes of extra time in each half that we had it in our legs. We had the work done, and I could have won it anyway either as well, saying that for Terman, but thankfully we came out the winners in the end.
Yeah, I think approaching the 57th or 58th minute, Jerilyn McLaughlin not only equalised, she kicked two subsequently to that there, moved them two ahead, but you kicked the brace, and then we were treated to 8 minutes of injury time. Not only did Jerilyn again edge Terman in front, but right at the death of that there out of time, you level the game up at 2:14 to 1:17. But it has to be said, in extra time, you were the much more settled and composed side. Did it just feel, in terms of a bit of relief, that you had got a second chance at it, and you were probably a bit more relaxed in that there period of extra time then as well?
Yeah, we were always kind of supposed trailing in the, you know, by 2 points, yeah, maybe in the ordinary time. And you know, as you said, Geraldine went 1 point up, and when we asked the referee, he says we had 30 seconds. I was like, that is intense, like, to, you know, to not mess
yeah
it up.
Yeah.
And thankfully, we got up the field and we got that equaliser. So I suppose 10 minutes or 20 minutes, as you can say, 10 minutes and a half, felt like a lifetime of,
yeah,
of time for us to, you know, do our stuff then. So it was kind of maybe like that kick up the ass as well, that, you know, to wake up. But thankfully, we just, yeah, got us over the line then in the extra time.
And to be fair, I mean, Geraldine McLaughlin kicking 1:16 for Terman. I think it was that wee bit of extra options up top for yourselves that probably swung it. I mean, 11 points for Ciarán and the 1-9 for yourself. Do you know, a huge contribution to the 1 in tally. And that was probably the difference in the end. That you probably just had a few more aces in the pack in the final third.
Yeah, that's it. Like, it, this year and, you know, last year as well, like, the younger girls are getting stronger every year and they're popping up with the scores. It takes the pressure off us. And, you know, you're spreading it around. And the last couple of games, you know, we had 9 scores throughout their team, or 11 last weekend. So it does take the pressure off, and they have more people to watch all the time.
Yes.
I suppose, like, not saying there's plenty in Terman that you
of
have to watch
course,
as well.
Course,
like,
yeah.
And I know Geraldine, I didn't even realise how much he's scoring, but that's phenomenal. Phenomenal, and you know, you have to watch, like I say, there's plenty of other ones in Terman as well. Like, but yeah, she is a massive threat. But thankfully, if you kind of watch them goals and keep
yeah
the goals out, you know, you might have some chance. And Katie and Annie and the defence did a great job, I think,
yeah,
throughout. It is that extra 20 minutes is of extra time, I suppose, it makes gives us more time to make the score look good, I suppose. But thankfully, now we, you know.
And the great thing is, listen, Ulster's back on the table this year. I think Donegal and the Ulster champions next week. Didn't get a chance last year to go at that there, but listen, it's probably one of the few things that's missing from the resume and the honours list. Yous would love to give that there a serious rattle, and yous probably feel yous are as primed as ever, maybe, you know, to bridge that there gap. But it won't be easy. Donegal, a fantastic side, but listen, yous quickly have to turn your attentions to that, get some homework done. But I mean, yous won't have to go too far to look at some of the quality. A lot of county players involved there, you know, the obvious standouts as well. So a big week ahead as well for the management team here now, plotting that.
Yeah, massive week. I suppose we turn our attentions now straight away to Dunamoyne, and like you says, they're a massive team, not just
yeah
in Ulster, but for the All-Ireland series
yeah
as well. But look at, yeah, like you says, you couldn't ask for anything more going out there today. I know it's a quick turnaround for recovery or whatever, but we didn't get the opportunity last year. And saying that, though, I think we are a better side again,
yeah,
even though it was close today. Terman did show up, and they, you know, mightn't have showed up last year as well. Our young girls are getting stronger, and all we can do is just give our best and work hard like we've done today, and sure, we'll see what the results will hold then.
Listen, I'd be remiss not to say, yourself and your husband Paul recently welcomed our first child into the world. You're back playing football. I mean, what a way to come back with a bang and everything. You've probably missed it. We've missed you because you're such a fantastic footballer. But what did it feel like getting back out there again, get back in with the girls, and of course holding on to the county title?
Yeah, it's just massive. I suppose just like to go down to the wire and just get that opportunity, I thought it was gone, but thankfully it's just so sweet to, you know, win it in the end. And it's very hard for Terman
yeah
to go out and lose it, because it could have went anyway. But yeah, new addition, and just glad to be back on the field and back playing.